worried you're going to miss curfew?
Say again?
Were you worried you're going to miss the cutoff time?
Oh, no, not at all. I knew an hour and a half max was good.
This is usually where you make your big, bold prediction of the season. You going to do that today?
Prediction? I won't make any predictions, but obviously the goal is to win a championship. And that road continues here, you know. So, driving here, I wasn't excited, I'm not going to lie. But once I made it to Mankato, like the previous 7 years, I started feeling the butterflies and getting more excited about the upcoming season. So that's where I'm at now.
Adrian, how do you feel about the team's chances this year compared to, you know, past years?
I feel pretty good about our chances. You know, I feel like we have a great coaching staff, a good group of guys. Got some young guys, some rookies from last year. That's, you know, they have another year under their belt, and we brought in some good talent in this year's draft. So I feel like we have all the pieces. It's going to be all about just building and making sure that we're all on the same page when it comes to what we're trying to accomplish and what it's going to take to accomplish that.
What are your thoughts on the quarterback position as you look at it?
What are my thoughts? I feel like we have three good quarterbacks, you know, right now, you know, and basing everything off of, you know, OTAs and the mini camps. You know, of course, Matt Castle is our guy. You know, with Kristen Ponder and Bridgewater right there, you know, behind them. But, you know, those guys are looking good as well. I have confidence in our organization, you know, from the top to the bottom, the head coach, that we're going to do what's best for us, for our team. And, you know, the best player will play at any position. So I'm just excited to get started tomorrow.
You've been through the first training camps with new coaching staffs beforehand. Where do you think, going now after OTAs and minicamp, where this regime kind of stacks up going into their first training camp?
To be honest with you, ahead of the curve, you know. And that comes from just having, you know, guys that are, you know, buying in to what they are, presenting to us, and having, you know, great coaches surrounding us as well. But, you know, just the atmosphere, it's a lot more energy in the air, you know, in the building. There's a lot more energy from, from the players. And I know it has a lot to do with, you know, with the coaches and having that confidence in what they have, you know, prepared for us, you know, as a defense and offensively. So I think we're ahead of the curve.
How do you maintain that energy, not only from the locker room, but also out here in training camp and in the regular season?
You know, just kind of building off where we left, you know, from the last mini camp, and, you know, being on the same page, knowing that, hey, we are trying to accomplish, you know, we're in the NFC North, you know, our division, and, you know, giving ourselves a chance to get to that ultimate prize, which is, you know, opportunity to go down to Arizona and play for a championship. So that's enough motivation.
How important is it for you to play 16 games this year?
It's important. It's really important for me. You know, taking the past 2 years, you know, I kind of missed a couple of the last games and really haven't been able to be a part of fight through. Missed one or two games. But just personally, it's very important for me just to make sure that I'm doing the small things to keep my body healthy, and making sure that I make it through the entire season.
How does training camp feel different for you coming in with the new coaching staff? Is there more nervous excitement for you, feeling like you have to, you don't really have to prove yourself to anybody, but these guys have been coached for you?
Yeah, definitely excited. Nervous? No, not nervous, but, you know, just taking on a new offense, new offensive scheme. And I know that what we did in OTAs and minicamp, you know, is nothing compared to what we're about to experience now, you know. So, you know, I'm actually excited about that, you know. But I have a lot of energy because I feel like we have some good pieces in place. You know, we're surrounded with some good, you know, coaches, good people as well. And I'm excited to be here. I'm happy, you know. I'm excited to get started.
A lot of guys have been coming back to camp.
Yeah.
Do you walk in here? Are there memories that bring back the memories? Are you happy to be back here again? I mean, anything specific that you do or that sticks out to you when you come down here?
Just being around the guys, you know. This is the building stage, you know. and, you know, just being away from your family. You know, this is when kind of all those guys get together and the coaches, and you kind of really get that bond, you know, and, you know, get that ball rolling towards winning the championship. And, you know, with that, you have great memories, not only in practice, but, you know, during our time off with guys and, you know, just the fans and, you know, everything that comes with being and, you know, in camp and, you know, leading to a new season.
What are your expectations for Mike Zimmer, training camp?
I expect it to be tough. You know, he's a hard-headed guy, you know, and, you know, he expect the best from us, you know. I definitely expected the intensity to be a little higher than normal, you know, a little more contact than normal, just off the field, what I have with Coach Zimmer and what I feel like he would expect during training camp. So, me personally, yeah, I know I'm all in for that.
Adrian, how quickly do you, as a player, want to see the quarterback position settled? Because the last couple of years, you find out on a Thursday, or at least immediately, earlier in the week. But
yeah, you guys didn't know. We knew.
But, you know, for cohesiveness and to get this offense clicking the way you want it to, how important is that to pick one, settle on one, and go from there?
I feel like it's going to be very important for us. And I, like I said, I feel like coaching staff and the guys up top, you know, evaluate and do what's best for us, you know. But it feels good to know that you have a couple guys to lean on as well. It's not a secret, you know. Quarterback position really hasn't played well, you know. But that's why you bring guys in, you improve, you know, as an individual. And you try to take steps forward, you know. So I feel from what I've been able to see from Christian and Matt, those guys have done that. That's the approach that they're taking, you know. So that's all you really can ask.
Is there?
Your name is almost synonymous with conditioning. Now you guys are back to conditioning tests. Do you get nervous about that?
No. Not at all. Conditioning tests, I'm just like, I should be able to make that if I take 2 months off, you know, especially the type of conditioning test that they do around the league. But this is my first conditioning test, and, you know, I'm not nervous about it. I'd rather not do it, to be honest, but it is what it is. I'm sure it'll be short and sweet. The type of work I do during my off season, I don't think their conditioning test can faze me too much.
What do you guys have to do?
Say again?
What do you have to do in the conditioning
test? I don't know. I heard like 1660s or something like that. I could be wrong, but I don't know. But it can't be that much. They're not trying to, you know, run into the dirt before the first day of practice.
Is there a plan to limit you at all during training camp? At least kind of wear and tear?
Not that I know of.
That's not a Super Bowl ring you're wearing.
No, it's not. I got married on the 19th. Made it official. Got engaged July 4th. So that was a pretty exciting and explosive night. And then it was kind of funny because we was talking about going to the court and getting married and just did something more intimate at the house and tried to keep it on the wraps, but that really didn't happen and last for too long. But, yeah, I'm official, you know, married man. Yeah, and family members too. You know, I only had like 20 people. And just the text I've been getting from family members, my brothers, like some of my brothers didn't even make it. It was supposed to have been something small and do something later, but, you know, plans don't always work out, you know. But, yeah, I'm sure I'm going to hear something from the guys, and it is what it is.
A couple more for Adrian.
Say again?
Honeymoon anywhere?
I came back to Minnesota the night after, and attended the Starkey Gala. And, sure, my wife said we was at a honeymoon, you know, met Forrest Whitaker, you know, Hillary Clinton, John Legend performed, you know, so it wasn't bad at all.
All just for you guys, right?
Yeah, just for us. All right, cool. Thank you.